Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your finger-burning couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April the 9th, 2012.
And this is episode 55 in the house. The big 5-5.
Hey, five. Yep, this is another episode of the Valentine cast. And yep. We're here to talk about what we've been doing this week and any news for this week and just general stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. We're here to have a great time and... And like Renee said, just to share our week with you and everything. So, what you been up to this weekend? We had a pretty eventful weekend.
Kind of. Why don't you tell them all why you're the finger burning couple before we do this?
All right. So,
why are you finger burning? So, well, you're the finger burning person.
Well, we're one, right? You know, that's what some people believe. So.
Some people believe that, yes.
But we are one. Because we're married. But what happened today was one of the meals that Renee had cooked was a pot roast and mashed potatoes. And we had some asparagus left over from a meal earlier last week. So Renee wanted some asparagus to grill on the grill. So I decided to, you know, cook it on the grill. So I skewered it so it wouldn't fall through the grates or anything like that. And, you know, had it in olive oil and kosher salt. And then I went to go turn it over and, you know, being the smart man that I am, you know, I used the tongs to turn it over, but it kind of came off a little bit too close to the edge. So instead of using the tongs to pull it off, I used my hand to grab the skewer thinking, you know, it couldn't be that hot because it's only been on there for like a minute.
Actually, it was on there for like 4 minutes.
Right. So... I got a little burn on my finger. You probably won't be able to see with the Google Hangout or anything like that.
Because I was like, "What are you doing? You don't touch metal."
Right, I wouldn't
put on a grill.
You know, I'm a smart guy, and
you are.
And I was thinking that, you know, it wasn't too hot, you know, because it'd only been there for a little while, and I think I was distracted by our conversation we were having because
you don't want to ask me to come out there
because time flew by. So I mean, it was just funny. How time flies when you're having fun.
So now he's all injured.
Yeah, I'm injured. I'm all right, though. I'm all right.
So this weekend was kind of full of laziness.
Oh, wait a minute. What weekend wrap up?
This weekend was kind of full of laziness. You made a remark earlier that having a house makes you lazy.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and it's not like... A lazy where it's like you don't want to do anything. It's just like you kind of want to just relax. You want to enjoy the house. You're just like you've been at home at work all day, and you want to come home and you just want to relax. You know.
Yep. So after I've cooked, then we just we just chill out.
Yeah, I turned the camera over to you to catch you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's so awesome. So you we've been laying on our awesome couches.
Yes.
Up front. And yep. That sounds like an awesome plan, maybe later. So we did a lot of that, and we did yard work, which is the every weekend thing. Jay mowed the grass and I did nothing in the yard. I played with the dogs while I was
there. I mean you did the poop walk.
Oh yeah.
You know, you did the poop walk and you played with them and you really wore them out, you know. We didn't have to weed eat or anything. I was going to let you mow, but you guys were having a great time, so I just kind of...
Oh, well, I would rather mow than play with them.
Really? Come on now. Nah. I don't believe that.
Oh, whatever.
I don't believe that.
But, and then clean the house, of course. I made a deal with myself. I was like, look, I'm not going to do any housework on Saturday.
Right.
But I have to do housework on Sunday. That was the dilemma. You keep trying to catch me.
No, actually, I was taken away from you, actually.
Oh, that, on that. That's sweet. Thank
you. So, on Sunday, when we got up, we cleaned up. I actually, you know, I cleaned the bathrooms like, you know, I'm gross. Supposed to. And you cleaned up. I actually made breakfast for Renee while she was still sleeping.
That was so sweet.
So, I woke up and I made some muffins. And it was funny because... Sophia commented how clean the pan was from the muffins I made.
And you said that's because of my analness.
Yes, it's because of my analness of making sure there was no batter on the edges and everything.
That was awesome.
So I'm going to make the chocolate muffins tonight so that...
I'm only going to have like one, so...
Why is that?
Because the chocolate.
Oh, gosh, really? What? So why did you tell me to get those and you're just going to eat one?
Well, they'll keep. Just put them in lock and lock.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. You're going to eat... I mean, are you saying you're going to eat one ever? Or are you going to eat one, like, per day? Or
I'm just going to eat one in the morning. I might eat two. Maybe.
I mean, that's fine.
Maybe two.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I just... You know, because it makes a dozen. And it's like...
Well, you can use half of the package.
No. Oh, okay.
I'm just saying there's an option.
And a half an egg?
Yeah.
A half an egg?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying there's an option if you don't want to make the whole thing.
How do you use half an egg?
You mix it up and you only use half of what you mixed up.
Okay. Well, maybe
actually,
I should leave the bacon to you on
actually,
that one. Then, since it's
actually,
be...
just make the whole thing. Just make the whole thing.
I mean, if okay. So
they're like cookies. I can have one in like tomorrow.
Right.
I can have one the next day.
And so this weekend was also Easter. Happy Zombie Jesus Day. Happy Easter. Happy Passover and all that other good stuff for everyone out there.
Yeah, I did mention since I don't do the Easter thing,
right?
I get to not be tempted by a lot of Easter candy. So I guess that's the upside, right? And that's also the downside.
Well, it depends. I mean, Easter for me wasn't always about the candy or anything else. It was mostly about the good food that you get to eat with family.
Easter was candy and food when I was
kid. Which is, you know, we still did get to eat some great food yesterday over at in-laws.
Oh, it was yummy. And Jay has become the official green bean maker.
That's because they won't allow me to make the ham. So,
Would you rather make the ham?
I mean, I won't make the ham because y'all think I can't do it.
No, of course you can do it, but you can't do it like my mom.
You can't do it like my mom. Whatever.
Well, then why don't you make ham next week? Make ham. We're going to buy
what?
Ham.
We're going to buy ham. I'm going to make it this week?
Yep.
All right. That's going to go in your meal plan with everything else?
Yep.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
It was really good. So now he's the official one. And it's not just green beans. He puts potatoes in it and onions. And
yeah, they were good. And Kim made deviled eggs. And your mom made potato salad. And I made... And your mom also made sweet potatoes, the ham, and the baked chicken. What'd you make?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. I know I didn't make anything.
Why didn't you make anything?
Because you were making something.
Well, we're going to have to, like, bring two things now.
I know. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right. So, with that, we're going to move on into... Oh, let me look here real quick, because you know what? Tech. Yes, we have tech. We're going to go to tech. Whoop. Hold on. That was real low.
Technology.
All right. So last week in tech and also today.
Can I say today? Yes.
Today, I can say today in tech. Yep. So what we have here?
Facebook buys Instagram for $1 billion.
Oh, no. Say it's not so.
I'm sure you've probably heard about this, everybody. But, they bought Instagram for $1 billion. And the outrage, the level of outrage.
Okay, so what do you expect? Because what happened when Zynga bought, oh my God, you know, OMG Pop for Draw Something?
Outrage.
And then think about all the people that use Instagram.
Outrage. Jay.
Oh, yeah, man.
People are like, okay, that's it. I'm done using Instagram. I'm like, you don't even know what they're going to do with it.
Right, right.
They might leave it alone. Now, personally, I agree with somebody who says, how the heck are they going to make money out of this?
Right.
And I don't think Instagram made a lot of money. Maybe not. But, I mean, those guys are set. They can either live the rest of their life, not have to worry about money, or they can make another app if they like their work.
Definitely, definitely.
So that's the big news for those of y'all who didn't know. I don't know. I use Instagram sometimes.
Right. And also, I haven't used Instagram in a while. That or Path, outside of when we tagged our runs.
Yeah.
Well, our walks. And I guess the other thing in big news, too, is that apparently Netflix creates Pro Sopa, Super PAC, some kind of pack. And people are kind of getting upset about that now. So Sopa was the Privacy Act, you know, that kind of, there was the Pro, big Hollywood, big filmmaker act where piracy and all that other stuff that rips away our rights on the internet.
But here's something that says stories about our new pack and SOPA are not true. Netflix said that.
Mm.
That was 41 minutes ago.
Okay.
So they said it's not true.
Well, somebody's starting something out there and Netflix is getting the tail end of it. And people are like, there it is. So I'm looking here now. This is totally not true. I was enraged enough to cancel my service. Fortunately, I hit the Googles first. So, if you've heard about Netflix trying to form a Pro Sopa Super Pack, like Renee said, which I'm glad you are quick on it, is not true. All right. They say here, okay, can we kill the story quickly? There's a ton of buzz going around claiming that Netflix has built up a Super Pack to promote the Pro Sopa agenda. As far as I can tell, this is simply not true. It started from a report in Politico, which mentioned accurately that Netflix had formed a pack called Flick Pack. They had formed it before.
Oh, okay.
But since it's been dropped. So, it was true that Netflix was basically neutral on Sopa, knowing that it had to balance its technology side and the fact that it constantly negotiated with the big Hollywood studios on deals. Politically, it's basically had to take a neutral position. But the company knows better than to out and out support really bad internet legislation. So that is untrue.
Untrue.
So that is all that we have in tech. And with that, we'll get into some media.
Media.
All right. So
we failed this week. But that's okay.
We did fail. We did fail, and it's okay. I mean, it is really okay.
We didn't watch any of the three things that we said we were going to watch. We did not watch Under Suspicion. We did not watch 3 o'clock High, and we did not watch The Brothers.
We did not, but we did watch Rango.
Because that was new to Netflix, so we decided to watch that.
And we watched a couple episodes of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah, we did watch Bob's Burgers.
Home video. And we actually found out Hulu Plus came in and helped out here that we missed a couple episodes of Office that didn't get DVR'd. True. So, and also Raising Hope. And
there's a whole bunch of stuff.
And the Parks and Rec. So this was kind of a catch-up weekend for us on television shows because our DVR must be on the fritz or something. Excuse me. And so we got to catch up on some TV and we didn't get to watch some of the movies.
It was nice.
So we casted those three movies back into the queue. Fingers crossed that they get pulled off. Nah, I'm playing.
Whatever. So what do you think of Rango?
Rango, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it was a good story. It wasn't like ha 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 funny. But it was a good story.
I liked it.
You know, it was a good story, you know, and everything. And, you know, I mean, it's a Johnny Depp movie, voice acting and everything else. I mean, I wasn't, you know, disappointed. I mean, we gave it 4 stars, actually.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. It wasn't bad at all. I mean, I think I thought the animation was good and all that stuff. So,
right,
I liked it.
Right. So, what else? We also watched Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
Because they featured that on FilmSack, and we got to hear that, and we get to watch it, and then also.
That was crazy.
Listen to the FilmSack. And it was good hearing those guys. And it was like the camp, the Brian Dunaway and Randy Jordan camp, you know, they liked it for what it was.
Right. And, yeah. You can't take that movie too seriously.
Right. And you have to, you know, remember it's 1984. And you hear us defending it because, you know, we both, you know, watched it when we were younger and we really enjoyed it, and there's probably some nostalgia there that's making us defend it a little bit more, you know,
probably, but I enjoyed it. The acting was terrible bad.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Was terrible bad, just straight up. But they had a young Ice-T in there, and
yeah,
a lot of it's probably nostalgia.
Yeah. And I'm trying to move my stuff to my picture, but am I frozen on your screen in Google Hangouts? Well, I'm not now. I thought I was frozen, but it's all good. So we also Kim came over, and she had your cousin,
mm-hmm.
your cousin came over as well. She's a teenager. And we watched a show called Secret Life of an American Teenager on ABC Family. Mm. And so what's your thoughts on this show?
Okay. I have never seen so many people just sitting around talking about sex all the time.
Right.
They said, well, you had sex with so-and-so. I know you'll have sex with me too. And sex and this and sex that. And I'm just like, okay, kids.
And all the girls are pregnant.
Yes, everybody's pregnant. And this one girl's baby daddy wants to get with the other pregnant girl, and it's
like an octagon of love.
And there's so many guys. It's like, it was just
and then,
too much.
And then you have the Asian couple that are together.
Yeah, they're both Asian. And then you got two gay guys in the entire town.
And then you had the one black girl that was with the white guy.
Yeah, and she's the only black person in the entire.
Well, no, that was the two black. There was the two other two black ones, but I think they were just friends.
I don't remember.
When they were talking to the guy that had Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
But
so
it's weird because the girl that was with the white guy, all they did was kiss like half the show. I mean, seriously, it was
gross. And I hate to see people kissing anyway. So I did not approve.
Right, right. So, we won't be watching it again, but we are curious, kind of, sort of, soap opera-wise as to what's going to happen.
Oh, soap opera. See, that's the problem. Soap operas will do that to you.
So
you don't even care about them, but yet you still want to know.
All right. And then this week, game-wise, we played a little bit of Mr. Pandera.
We did. Played a little bit more. They've made some updates.
Right.
And they aren't worrying about balancing the class of monk yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's way overpowered.
Right.
You were able to make an 85.
Yep.
Monk, and you did that.
Yes, I did.
I did it. I got too excited. I had to log out.
Yeah, and so
it was too much.
So I made an 85 as well, but I didn't really do anything. I was just looking at the abilities, and you know, it was overwhelming seeing all the abilities, and like, oh my gosh, this class is gonna be so awesome to play, or stupendous to play. That's for you, Wayne. Always saying I say awesome and amazing.
It was stupendous.
It was stupendous. But there's a couple of bugs in the starting area where I can't get out of the starting area. So I may have to start.
That's lovely.
I know. So I think I'm going to have to start another horde tune that's a non-panda to get out, because I want to try some of the dungeons and stuff and see how it goes, you know.
Okay.
You know, at lower levels and whatnot. But I mean, it's pretty interesting and it's fun. And we also started working on getting our Rusted Proto Drake, with, you know, Clan of Darkness, Brewdog, and Aprillion and everything. So
that was fun. Yeah, we went to Ulduar, and I need two achievements. You also need two achievements. Do we need the same?
No, we just needed one more. We just need one more. Well, I just need one more.
We needed to at the time.
Right.
Did you have the dwarf one already?
No, okay. No, I needed the dwarf one also.
So we both needed two, and Razor Scale has an achievement where you have to kill 20 dwarves with Razor Scale's breath, and let's just say that took about an hour and a half.
Easy.
It took a long time.
Easy.
We finally got it done, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, so we only need one more.
And that is Yogg-Saron plus one. So you only get,
which is, like the hardest one.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah. So once we get that, you know, I think we'll be golden. But, you know, we're doing that with Brewdog and Aprillion and, Casey, Galadian went with us as well. And Aprillion was there, and Mohalen, and 42, and Melindia.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Yeah, it was really fun with those guys, and I forgot to send in an email for Carl.
Yeah, but I told Aprillion she can listen to the podcast, but we know she doesn't listen, so.
She doesn't have time.
She doesn't have time for us lowly new podcasters. Then you have an announcement. Kind of a retraction from last week.
I started playing Draw Something again, but it's very limited. Like, I'm not going to start games with people. I'm going to let people start games with me, and I still might not play every day.
But by saying that, don't you realize all the hundreds and hundreds of people?
Hundreds and hundreds of people that
listen to the podcast, they're going to start games.
That's fine.
You'll probably get like two games
off. And that's probably
all. And that, so, and one of those people listening is me.
But so yeah, I mean, I like I would like to watch the movies that we didn't roll on the movies. We're supposed to roll on the movies after.
We can keep talking about this. We'll roll before we get into the are you done talking about Draw Something?
Are you done? I'm stuck on one because I don't know what to draw. But so, I have but when I start back up, I think it'll restart. So I think I get new options.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I'm gonna get into Netflix here, and everything. So we'd like to hear from you guys and everything. See how you all doing. You know, it's kind of quiet. It's been quiet lately.
It's been quiet. Everybody's busy doing spring and summer stuff now.
Yep.
Kids are out of school this week. Traffic was awesome.
Yep. We actually stopped and we had to make a U-turn because traffic was busy.
Which is weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. And then so we made a U-turn, stopped by the bank to get some money out, and then got to work still on time. That was kind of crazy.
What do you think of home movies? Do you like it? Like, I've seen the whole thing.
Well,
you're just starting.
Well, I'm glad that you told me that home movies, they changed from that scribbling line to Flash.
Yeah, they changed in the second season.
Because that's really grating my nerves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, that's the same method that was used in Dr. Katz. It's the same kind of cartoon, and it was really good. And somebody famous was... But in Dr. Katz, it ran on Comedy Central. Dr. Katz, a professional therapist.
Okay.
And
I haven't heard of it.
No, you haven't heard of it?
No.
Okay.
Especially if it had the scribbly lines.
Yeah, that's it did.
A good reason why I didn't hear about it. Because
it ran from there were 86 episodes, 81. 6 seasons, 81 episodes. It ran from 1995 to 1999.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was in college then, so, I mean, I was still watching Animaniacs and everything else.
Well,
so
I was watching Animaniacs too.
But they didn't have, like, scribbly line type thing. I mean, I think it's funny that a lot of the people don't have noses. And then, like, some of the characters that do have noses are... You know, they're prominent characters, and it's really funny. I mean,
yeah, and then and they wear onesies. It's funny. Yeah, it'll like get even better. Just wait. If we ever get through it, And we also watched Game of Thrones and Mad Men, which were both amazing this week.
Yeah, they were stupendous.
Amazing, Wayne. Amazing.
They were stupendous, and I'll say that Mad Men finally was not weird. It kind of cracked me up that it wasn't weird. So,
all right.
I'm glad. So,
you ready?
Get to rolling.
We got two movies rolling, we're gonna rolling, watch. Rolling. So it's a three. So that means boom, 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 boom. It's one, right?
It's odd, what?
Odd is one, right?
No, odd is zero.
Why do I always, because I think of one is odd, and that's why I get mixed up.
No, maybe I should do that for you, but one is zero.
Okay. 81.
81. 81. Is Jackie Brown.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. When an aging flight attendant caught smuggling cash and forced to help with an investigation, she hatches a clever plan to make off with the dough.
All right.
Pam Grier.
That's a 70s movie.
And Samuel Jackson. Nope, it's the remake.
Oh, it's the remake.
1997.
I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah.
You should watch that one soon.
All right.
It's a two, so it's a one. 113.
113, The Game. Financial genius and cold-hearted loner Nicholas receives an unusual birthday present from his younger brother, Conrad, a gift ticket to play a unique kind of game formulated by CRS, Michael Douglas, and Sean Penn.
What year is that?
It is 1997.
That's wow. The year I graduated high school.
Yeah, both of them were 97. So,
oh, cool. Really? The remake of Jackie Brown in 1997?
Yeah, I told you.
It just seemed like it was more recent.
Jackie Brown. All right. And with that, we are going to head into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh. I don't know why I was expecting something after the burp for some reason. It's not like this is not the 55th episode or something, but so we're going to talk a little bit about the food we did this week. On Friday, we went out to lunch, and Renee had a Groupon for this pub that we were going to check out. Come to find out, it was not open during lunch.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I can't believe it.
So I said, you know what? This sounds like a perfect time to go to this new taco joint called Taco Punk. So we went to Taco Punk, and what was your first thoughts when you walked in and saw the menu?
Oh, this is so expensive. One taco was like $3.25 for one taco.
Right.
You get two tacos and a side for $9.
Right. And that's if you get the bean one. And then the cheapest one was $8.95. Is that right?
Yes.
And it's all organic and, you know,
local.
Wholesome and local. And
which is good, but it's bad for my wallet.
Right. And they made their own corn tortillas. And I'm not a huge fan of corn tortillas.
He doesn't like corn tortillas at all.
But these corn tortillas were actually very good. I was actually surprised at how good they were.
So, yeah, they were really soft and awesome. So, it's called Taco Punk. I've been to other various taco restaurants in Georgia where my sister lives. And, of course, like, do you think the quality of Taco Punk was better than those, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was more so around, you pay for what you get. I mean, it was not expensive for what it was. Whereas, like, okay, you know, you're getting, you know, these, you know, wholesome, probably gluten-free,
right,
organic tacos. You know what I'm saying? Because it comes to the point where it's like everything you get that's like, you know, freshly made in the morning, it's going to be expensive.
Right.
You know, and they have some salad that has popcorn on top of it, if you look at their website.
Ew.
Like popcorn. But
ew.
Anyway.
But
so
I don't know if I'll be going back a lot.
No, not. I mean, I don't see myself going back, but we've experienced it. I mean, it's almost kind of like going to Dragon King's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Where, I mean, it's one of those, it's one of the three neighbor, it's in one of the three neighborhoods that, you know, do the whole local, you know, pro-local, pro-organic.
Yeah, Jake says, like, Louisville's kind of hoity-toity like that.
Yeah, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, they have good food here. I mean, we can't argue about that. They do have good food. They do have unique places to eat for a city this size. You know, I think they're on par with, like, the big district down there in Atlanta, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you put all three districts together that's here in Louisville, you know, with the rich you know, hoity toity people on Frankfurt, and then the young hipsters on Bardstown, and then you have the renegade hipsters that's, you know, trying to do their thing on East Market. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all good. And then also Renee made a chicken stir fry.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, just a thought. So I've been on this kick where I'm doing meal planning. We go on Saturday, buy all our food. Like I plan out 6 or 7 meals.
Right.
And so I buy all the food for those meals. Most of the time, I don't even cook all the meals in that week. But it's fine. I just alter my meal plan, and it's easier that way. And I don't know. It's less stress. I know what I'm gonna cook the next day. So, and Jay likes, cause he can just look at the, cause of course I make lists cause I'm anal. He can just look at the list and see what's next on the list for dinner.
Right. And, you know, I have to get my time in there where I can, say, you know, I want to cook today, and you oblige and you let me cook that day.
Mm-hmm.
And you even let me in on the Google Doc that you had out there, you know? I mean, I thought I was going to have to fight to get a hold of it, you know, because you're like, I'm cooking. The cooking is all mine, you know.
I said that. Really? I said that. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, I made chicken stir fry. It was really easy. I think this is one thing I don't really necessarily need a recipe for. You got soy sauce, you got garlic, you got vegetables, you got rice.
Right.
But it's a really good, simple thing. You can do with chicken or shrimp. It's a really basic recipe that almost anybody can do.
Right.
The key is make sure you, like, because I don't have a wok because I'm lazy, but it works just as well with the pan. And I like it because I make it, like, it has, like, the juice at the bottom instead of just being, like, dry stir fry.
Right.
I do that. So that was excellent.
Yep.
It was really good.
And then you made another recipe that was very yummy. It was
brown sugar meatloaf.
Brown sugar meatloaf.
And the recipe.
Sugar brown.
So it was regular meatloaf. And then on top, you put brown sugar, ketchup, and Worcestershire sauce mixed together. But next time, I'm going to put about half as much. Make it more of a glaze almost on top. Because it was a lot. But that was the sweet meatloaf. I want to do a more smoky meatloaf next. Okay. So that's the kind I'm going to do. So I'm going to have two different meatloaf recipes. I may do a Mexican-inspired meatloaf. That would be good,
too. You're going to put, like, green chilies and jalapenos in there?
Yep.
And some corn?
Yep. I don't know about corn.
Why not? Might as well. go all out. Put some corn in there, too. You know, at least in half of it.
And then Jay cooked the next day because he's awesome.
What did I make?
You made chicken.
Oh, yeah. I marinated chicken all day and I messed up. And
you didn't mess up.
Well, I should have washed some of the marinade off. And one of the things with cooking chicken on a gas grill is that trying to gauge, you know, with the heat as far as the skin on the chicken, if you're going to leave the skin on. And then also on top of that, I had the marinade, which is a little sweet. And it kind of, not burns, but it blackens quicker. So, you know, I was kind of a little embarrassed by that, but, I mean, it didn't taste bad. It just looked, you know.
Oh, you don't have to be embarrassed with me.
Oh, I know, but, you know, I was kind of like, oh, man, you know, Grillmaster's downfall. I didn't want to take a picture of that and share it with everybody like I did with the chicken breast, you know.
That's okay, man. But you'll do better next time. And then we had Mexican night, and we had a corn cake, which is amazing. And then I tried to do I tried to one up Taco Punk, and he has ground chicken tacos, which, do you know what? I've never made ground chicken tacos at home. I think that's going to be my preferred method for chicken.
Right. Tacos. Now,
it's so good.
I will say I prefer ground chicken over ground turkey. When it comes to
tacos,
yeah.
Okay.
It was very good and everything. And, you know, I was, you know, satisfied with that, and it was good having, you know, your great, black beans to go with that.
Oh yeah. And some black beans.
And you totally did that. Like you said, to try to show up Taco Punk that you didn't have to pay $8 for a bean two tacos.
Yeah. So it was yummy. And then of course we already talked about the family Easter dinner. That was really, really good.
Yep. And then today, I think podcast days, which are Mondays, Renee has deemed them slow cooker Mondays now.
Slow cooker Mondays. So this way we won't have to eat out, because we usually try to do the podcasts almost as soon as we get home. We usually get like keto or something and bring it home and eat it and then do a podcast. But now,
right.
If I make a meal in slow cooker, then we can just,
just fix the sides and right. Come in and eat right
so
away.
So I made a slow cooker pot roast. Okay. Get this. The recipe said 3-pound pot roast cooked 22 hours. I thought that was extreme.
Now you sure it didn't say 12 hours?
22.
You don't think it was a typo?
I mean, it could
not
have saying, been.
Not on your part or anything
it
like that.
It could have been. But I was like, there's no way. 22 hours on low. Right. So we went to bed. I woke up. All right. I was like, I'm turning this off.
Right.
It's done now. But so I heated it up that night. And we had Parmesan, mashed potatoes, and asparagus. And it was so good. It
and
was
my
so
finger
tender.
Burning asparagus.
Yep. Mm. And Jay's coworker, Danny, says his is always tough. But I don't know what you're doing, Danny. Just explain to me what you do when you make your roast, because ours was falling apart.
Well, I told him I was the slow cooker in the house, really.
You were the slow cooker person?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What?
Well, I was. I mean, I was. I was the huge slow cooker person. You can't say I wasn't. You can't. Come on now. Who was too. Who used the slow cooker the most since we had it?
Me. Equal.
Oh, okay.
I made the slow cooker apple crumble in there.
Yep. Okay. They're my pork and all my soups.
We are not one person, but yes, you did use it a lot.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. With that,
you're not. Because I spotted one of my family recipes out in the wild.
And not just in the wild. This thing was spotted in the far east. Of the earth in Hong Kong.
Our good friend and loyal listener Paul Fox.
Hey Paul.
He asked me if I had a recipe for macaroni and cheese, and not macaroni and cheese, just elbow macaroni and cheese sauce. That's not macaroni and cheese. That's not the kind he was talking about. And I actually did. So I gave him a recipe. He posted pictures on it. And he said that was the exact Southern taste he was looking for. So I did post that on the Valentine Cast website if you want to try some Southern macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
That is on there. And
you should, you know, if Paul's pictures are public, you should add those into the show notes.
They are public.
So that he can, you know, we can, the spotting of the macaroni and cheese from the Crocker Legacy made its way to the Far East. East meets South.
East meets
Kentucky. You know, so with that, we're going into some odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
All right, so guess what we're doing tomorrow? Oh, two people are excited. Oh, you're probably not excited.
I am excited.
You're probably like, oh, I've been to a Blue Man Group concert before. I've done it before.
Is that really how I'm like? Really?
You're going to love it so much, Jay, because I've been before.
I think I'm more excited than you. Because the fact that I've been.
No, I'm excited. I'm pretty doggone excited. I mean, I've seen these guys like on PBS. These like wherever I can watch them, I usually watch them, you know. And I'm really excited about it, you know. And we're up in the front row. You know, I don't know if I'm going to wear nice clothes or if I'm going to wear clothes just to ready.
You should be ready just in case.
So I'm just going in my probably a t-shirt and some jeans and I'm ready. I'm ready to go see the Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group. Just a second. I need to come back in the hangout. My pages have become unresponsive.
Well, you're still talking here.
Oh, do you see me?
Yeah, see you moving. Perfect. And everything.
Then my screen doesn't matter.
Right.
So Blue Man Group, I'm really excited and I cannot wait.
Right.
For you to see them. I'm super excited and we got to eat dinner downtown tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be pub food. So I think I'm gonna do a review of the pub food for Snap Post Vlog.
Oh, for the one you got the Groupon for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
So I have to remember to take plenty of pictures.
And speaking of Snap Post Vlog, we uploaded two videos this week. One was on Saturday
Live.
Morning.
Yeah.
Which was 5 for 5 for the things that we missed about apartment living.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other was the Mr. Pender review.
Yeah, we talked about what we liked and what was exciting. So, so check those out.
Right. So, wow. That's a show. Man. Woo. What's going on?
Well, you're going to have to give the goodbye information because I can't see it because my pages are all messed up.
You don't have it by memory?
If you would like to contact us, you can contact us at valentinecast@gmail.com.
The Valentine Cast at gmail.com.
You can reach us on Twitter at valentinecast.
Right.
And Jay's Valentine's... Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, TheCaoboi. My Twitter is The Ice Flow.
And if you want to see our blog, you can go to valentinecast.com. And if you would like to call us, leave a voicemail on our Google Voice. That number is 415-75-VCAST or 415-75-82278. Oh, another show down the hole. Whoop, that don't sound right, does it?
Probably not.
So, do you think I should always let the music play all the way through?
Yeah, sure.
So, sometimes I wonder if people get tired of...
Guess what they can do? They can...
You just left.
You can
come on back in.
Good. Well, it's the end of the show.
But I'm here by myself.
That's okay. You can be independent.
You can't wave at the people when we say bye. I'm curious to see how we'll act also if you were to jump back in. So come on back in to the hangout.
I gotta kill all these Google pages. Hold on.
What was it? Shockwave Flash that died?
Yeah. It was a Google Talk plugin that died.
Oh man, I'm telling you. Flash. Always screwing up stuff.
It's not working, so I can't come in.
Oh,
Tech, you let me down today.
Well, you know what you can do?
What?
You can come around here, and you can wave everybody over my shoulder.
That would require me getting up.
You don't want to get up?
No.
Okay. I don't blame you. Well, all right.
All right, guys.
About to get up out of here.
Bye.
So, thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you'll find this live show recorded on my YouTube, which is youtube.com/LABOZQEC. That's Labaz Keck. But we're going to say hi to everybody. And also, great job to Veronica and Brian Brushwood on the Game On video cast they were going. So, sorry to see them go. That's one of the things about having big numbers, or I guess with a network that wants big numbers and costing all that money for production. So that's why we do it for a hobby. And we talk to you guys later. We love you.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week. Peace.
You can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now.